week in our Aussie summer series, we are exploring the world-famous Noosa Heads. Come with us as we take you from the stunning main beach of Noosa to the most beautiful headland walk in the world. I mean, really, where else can you be walking along and see dolphins swimming in the crystal clear water on one side and at the same time look up and see koalas in the trees? Nowhere. This is just beautiful. After that, we take you wandering down the famous main street, Hastings Street, and give you an overview of the glamorous shops, restaurants, and bars along the way. We're excited to take a day trip to Habitat Noosa, which is a nature lover's delight. You start at Lake Catharabar and take a leisurely boat ride through one of only two Everglades systems in the world. Stay listening to the end to hear all about Lyle's participation in the world-renowned Noosa Triathlon, and also the main reason we love Noosa so much, and I'm positive you won't guess what that is. So please enjoy episode 92, and if you would like to see the one-page summary with pictures for this episode, then go to the description on the podcast player you are listening on now and click the link to episode 92. Good morning, Lyle.
Good morning, Leonita.
As I said in the intro, pretty excited today to be talking to you about Noosa.
Noosa at the north end of the Sunshine Coast.
It is, right. It's probably, like, we're at the southern end where we live at Kings Beach, and then it's probably about an hour max drive to the northern beach of Noosa.
Correct.
Noosa Heads, yes. So, and as you're going to hear, we just absolutely love it. Now, Noosa is, you know, popular, you know, as you're going to hear, for all the usual reasons, the beaches, the hikes and all that sort of stuff, but it also has some other pretty popular festivals that happen through the year, doesn't it?
Yeah, the council are very good. They support the local events, and they do them very well. Like probably the most famous or the most popular is the Noosa Triathlon.
I think it's the biggest in the world.
At participation, yeah, absolutely. And we've been involved in that a couple of times, and the amount of people is just unbelievable. Yeah. I think it's 60,000, I think they get as spectators.
Wow.
And I think it's about 6,000 competitors. Don't hold me at that.
Okay.
But then you've also got the Noosa Surfing Festival.
Yep.
That's
generally held in about March.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. And then you've got the Noosa Hill Climb.
Yeah, and that's twice a year, actually. And
yeah, that's the classic cars.
It's really popular.
Yeah, there's all different categories of cars.
And it's only 1.5 kilometres, but it's through, like, there's 14 pretty tight bends through the national park. So, and they have places set up with grandstands and things for spectators. And there's one in summer and there's one in winter. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's also, which is probably our favourite, is the Wine and Food Festival.
Yeah, Noosa Food and Wine. And that's getting more popular. Had a little break, you know, there for COVID for a while, but several celebrity chefs come, especially the ones off, you know, the famous TV shows and things can't come to that. And they have beach parties and street parties and all sorts of stuff to celebrate that as well.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, just Noosa itself would attract, like, it attracts celebrities anyway. Yeah. They'd feel really at home being, you know, there.
Yeah. But first, let's talk about Noosa Main Beach. Now, the thing I find about Noosa is, you know, it's one of those places that, you know, and this is just me, I know, but maybe someone else can relate to this. When everyone says, oh, you've got to go there, it's so nice, it's so nice, it's so nice, you know, you just think, oh, you know, I don't want to do what everyone else does. That's, you know, I want to find somewhere else that's nice. And so you go into Noosa sort of thinking, oh, well, everyone loves it, you know, so, I'm going to see why. And Noosa has that effect, you know, you just sort of think, you know, surely it can't be as good as what everyone says. And you just arrive there and you realise it is as good as everyone says and even better, I think. And for me, I was trying to think about when we were there doing research the other day about what it is. And for me, besides how absolutely gorgeous it is, it's just the feeling of the place. There's just something about standing there in Noosa, whether on the main beach, there's a feeling like no other.
The vibe.
Yeah, it is. It's just something that just sort of makes me feel special being there. It's just, you feel like you're in a special place. Now, the main beach isn't that big, but the main beach faces north, and it's one of only a couple of beaches in Australia that face north. Now, people say big deal, but because, you know, we're on the east coast, because it faced north, it's very sheltered from the southerlies, and it just makes every day I've been at Noosa Beach, the surf is perfect, isn't it?
Well, when you say it's perfect, it's very calm.
That's what I mean. It's not like, you know, like where we live, you know, you've got a southerly blowing and there's white caps and it's rough, and you know, you don't get that, you know, because you've got that big headland. It's in Laguna Bay there, you know, right on the beach. And then along the main beach, there's it's a nice flat sand area, and there's a boardwalk that goes all the way along. And it's not that long, the beach, you know, but it goes all the way along the beach, and it takes you past the surf club, past the restaurants right on the water, past the accommodation places along there as well, right up under then you're off the beach and under the trees, and it's another sort of walk up that way. But there's always some stuff happening on the beach. You can hire, you know, like paddle boards, and you can hire beach chairs, and now we've all got our cool cabanas. They're all over the beach.
And well, I mean, you've also obviously there's some sort of I'm not sure. It's not franchise, is not the word, but it's concession that there's actually you can get massages on the beach as well.
Yeah.
So, and I think because the Noosa Council is aware of how important tourism is to Noosa,
yes,
that they spend money on looking after the beach area, and I just think it's magnificent.
Of course, they've got the site. The red and yellow flags, the
oh yeah, it's patrolled.
And there's the showers and things there. The only thing I'd probably say, the only negative about Noosa Beach is parking. It's really difficult to get parking. You just have to go early, yes?
Yeah, that's true. But the council has also introduced a shuttle bus from the Noosa Junction area.
Yep.
So especially over the Christmas period and the very, very busy periods, you don't actually have to drive the Noosa Heads. You can go to a designated areas where there are large car parks, and then they will shuttle you through to the beautiful Noosa Heads.
I have been recorded as saying many times that my favourite headland walk in the world that I've done, and you know, I've done a few, but you know, not that many really, but my favourite place to walk is in Noosa National Park. And that starts right there from Noosa Main Beach. The actual national park's about one kilometre up the, but there's this beautiful track from the beach. You can walk straight along up this wide sort of boardwalk that they've put up through the trees. They've even built it around the trees, and you can see that in some of the photos at beachtravelwine.com that go with this episode. And then you sort of go down into the car park area where the national park starts. And but even between Noosa Main Beach and where the national park starts, the views are amazing, aren't they? Is there any information you want to give it before I start going on about just how beautiful it is?
Oh, look, it is. It's very unique.
Yes, the actual board.
Yeah. Look, the actual national park. That this is part of the Noosa National Park, this particular area. There's a whole bunch of other areas that are included in the national park, but this is probably the most famous
and
well recognised. The uniqueness comes of it because of the little bays that as you walk up the hill, you've got Little Cove, you've got Tea Tree Bay, and then you've got Granite Bay. And these are areas where, you know...
You just walk along a little bit and there's another beautiful bay, and they're all a bit different. Some have got a bit of sand, some have got some rocks, some have got a few more trees, and then you go a little bit further and there's another little bay. And each bay has people swimming or surfing and yeah, it sort of takes you, this walk takes you all along these bays.
Yeah, and you've got...
Dolphin Bay.
Well, you've got... these are the lookouts. You've got Boiling Point Lookout, and then you've got Dolphin Point Lookout, and these are designated areas where there's, you know, not chairs, but there's benches that you...
Viewing areas, right?
You can look out. And we, you know, on many of occasions... We've actually seen, you know, pods of dolphins. We've seen green turtles or, you know, turtles, large turtles just swimming along, and you can see them. And because the water is just crystal clear. Yeah, look, it's it's hard to describe.
I've got some beautiful photos of the national the walk along there.
Yeah,
the
and I think we've on occasion.
You can walk all the way along to sort of probably the most popular walk is to that Dolphin Point.
Yeah,
because that's sort of where the main path area sort of finishes, as in like the wide cement sort of path. Where with all the viewing points, and then from then on, it's a bit more of a hiking track.
Yeah.
And you know, so say to Dolphin Point and back, I think from Noosa Main Street, it's probably around 4.5-5 k's.
But then, yeah, as you say, if you follow on, as you say, it's more walking tracks, and then it sort of tends to go south a bit. Like there's that headland, and it's south a bit, and
it goes right out to the headland, doesn't it?
Yeah. Like, so then. And the next beach you come across, or the next bay, is Alexandria Bay, which is a legal nudie beach.
Yeah.
Leanne and I have... we've observed from a distance, and that's as far as we're going to go. And then once you get past Alexandria Bay...
You wanted to go, but you didn't have enough sunscreen.
That's true. That is true. And I hope everybody got that. But then, you know, once you get past Alexandra Bay, you're at Sunshine Beach.
Sure.
And Sunshine Beach is another beautiful
area,
like a tourist destination. It's got a beautiful surf club there and lots of accommodation and lots of really good cafes and restaurants.
And I think that's a 10K, like from Noosa to that headland point you're talking about is like a I think, 11K walk.
And within that boardwalk, well, the actual walk,
hike.
It is a designated koala area.
Yeah, that's right.
So
you're walking along, and there'll be some of this on Instagram. You're walking along, and I took a video. I didn't see a koala, but you know, on a path, and to the left, you look up, and there's like this mountain or hill full of lush vegetation, right? And then you pan down, and you're on this shady, beautiful walkway, and then there's like a railing sort of path along, and then next to that is a beautiful bay where you can just get off the track and go down onto the beach or the rocks and swim, and that's not just in one spot, that's the almost the whole way along. It is absolutely stunning, the color of the water too, because then when you get up to these lookouts, you're looking down, and you can. The water's so clear that you can, you know, see the rocks, and as you say, sometimes you see the turtles and things. It's just absolutely, absolutely stunning. Like, you just can't help but be blown away by that. But is it like I need you to find in your notes there, darling? It's a biosphere or something. Like, it's part of the, you know, like a unique sort of World Heritage area or something. Like,
Well, Noosa has 450 kilometres of public bikeways and walking paths through the Noosa Biosphere Reserve. Noosa region was declared Biosphere Reserve by UNESCO 2007.
Yeah.
The Noosa Biosphere Reserve is home to 2,346 species of plants and over 700 species of native animals.
I wonder who had to count those.
44% of the Australian bird life resides within the Noosa Biosphere. I think they could have said 50%, no one would have known the difference.
Well, I think they could have said 2,345 either.
Could have.
Yeah, but anyway, so that's impressive when you think of that. Like, you think you're going to Noosa to this, you know, beach town just full of tourists. But when you look at Noosa from some aerial photos, and you can see, and even when you're standing in the main street of Noosa, you can see so much vegetation.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's really a nature's lover's reserve as well as a famous beach town, yes?
Yeah, actually, that's a really good point, Lam, because I had never really looked at natural environment of that area before we've actually research.
You've looked at the natural environment from the Noosa Surf Club many times.
Oh, that's true, but we'll get to that. We'll get to that. But what I'm saying is that until we sort of went up and did this research and sort of had a really good look at the ins and outs of the Noosa Shire, I suppose, I never realised how the natural beauty of it, yeah, well, and how well the council has done to protect that.
Yeah, it is just beautiful, yeah. And I would, if you're not really a hiker or walker, there's still some sections of that beautiful headland walk that you can do. If you park there at the car park at the beginning of the national park, there's a cafe there, there's information kiosks, there's lots of Aboriginal history stories about the place. There's picnic tables, there's this grass area, there's people sitting there doing yoga or meditation the other day, so you don't even have to walk up a hill to appreciate just how beautiful the nature reserve is.
One of my favorite things that I don't want to miss out in letting our listeners hear is quite often as you're walking up the mountain there or the hill there, the Noosa path. Hill, you can actually see the surfers when the surf's up, and it feels, and you can see them side on, which is unusual. Yeah. You don't actually get the chance.
You love that, don't you?
Yeah, and I love that because
they're almost at the same height as you, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah. So that's fabulous. But just one thing. Look, to walk up the Noosa Hill, you do have you'd have to be reasonably fit.
If you want to go all the way, sure. Yeah, but you can. If you want to hike to, say, Dolphin Point, you need a reasonable level of fitness. It is quite undulating. There are little stops along the way, though, if you want to, like they put little platforms for viewing and resting. But, you can drive into the National Park car park there and enjoy that area there. But it's certainly... if you're not a beach lover, it doesn't matter. This is the most perfect place to walk for views and nature. I think that you'll find it's obviously UNESCO agree with me. See or not?
See.
Another thing that's synonymous with Noosa is the name Hastings Street, which is the main street of Noosa. It's which runs parallel with the beach, right? So correct. I think most people have heard of Noosa. They've heard of Noosa National Park, Noosa Heads Beach. It's famous for that. But Hastings Street, and I think Hastings Street is full of it's full of fashion shops. But I've also there's more men's clothes shops there than I've seen anywhere else. And to me, it's like a fashion magazine. Right, it's like the glossy, designer magazine that you'd open up, and there's Hastings Street. It's beautiful to look at, the shop fronts, and the people walking around are like fashion models, aren't they?
You need to dress to impress in Hastings Street.
I didn't say before, but one of the things that, not just Hastings Street, it's probably one of the only places that I've been where you'll be sitting on the beach. And when people go to the beach in Noosa, that's still a fashion statement. Most places you've got your swimmers on, maybe a t-shirt and shorts, and your thongs, but not in Noosa. They arrive, they have a beach outfit, it seems, And don't get me wrong, I sound like I'm being negative. I'm not. I love it, They've got like their, their flowing pants on and the designer beach bags. Like it's just, the sunglasses and the matching, everything's matching. And it's looked like they've got up and thought, that's the matching outfit I'm wearing to the beach today. And they're stunning. Like we were walking down the path the other day and there's this lady in this, beautiful long dress. And, she could have been a supermodel. And she's the, that's not the... what's the word I'm looking for? It's not the exception,
No.
There's more beautiful people walking around Noosa than anywhere I've seen. And they're classy. It's not like your cheap magazine. It's like your high fashion, glossy magazine feel, isn't it?
Yeah, it's for sure. And it's actually one of the things I noticed this time was the amount of older business, obviously business type people. And they've got the, when I say people, generally blokes, men. Yeah. And they're all out the front of the shops or the restaurants, and they've all got their phones to their ears, and they're obviously still doing business deals, but they've got the designer sunglasses on, and they've they're suntan, I'm talking about guys around my age, in their 50s, 60s, they look a million dollars.
And they ooze money, don't they?
They ooze money, and it's almost like they're developers, and they're talking about their next new entrepreneurial adventure.
And then you've got the fancy sports cars.
There's no shortage of Ferraris.
And also all the Vespers, you know, like that's a thing now too. Like all, and there's some photos I've got of those.
Yeah, the little Vespers, the motorbikes. Yeah,
Hastings Main Street. And yeah, just the shops are beautiful, and then of course there's a whole lot of restaurants and things. You want to talk about those as well?
Well, basically, I think the other side of it too is that obviously it's a pretty impressive people watching area in Hastings Street.
Yeah,
but look. Like the beach area, like the whole of Noosa, it's just got the vibe.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
As far as...
yeah, we've been to... Because, as we said, we've been to Noosa a few times, you know. I have spent a bit of money. I bought a couple of dresses and things there.
Actually, you bought three from Tommy Bahamas on
our...
we're only there for 2 days, and the last day, Leanne said, we've got to get up early. Which wasn't too early because the shop didn't open until 9. But Leanne was there probably 10 to 9 waiting for the shop to open. And, yes, she was the proud owner of three new beautiful dresses.
I entered this indoor competition because I bought those dresses to win an Esky, just what we need.
Oh, yeah. I won't tell you how much the dresses cost.
No, you won't.
However,
they're for travelling.
Leanne said to me, she said, she tried on the first one. And then she tried, and she tried on the second one. She said, "I can't pick." I said, "Well, buy both. You can't actually wear two at the same time." And then she bought a third one. She said, "But this just looks so much, you know, it's classy, you know." And I thought, "Oh well, that's not going back on the rack." So yeah, we were the proud owners of three beautiful dresses. But we are going to Mexico.
Yeah,
and Leanne said, "We just can't go there looking average."
I didn't say that. That's my life.
Yes. So anyway, look, and I've got to tell you, the dresses look absolutely spectacular on you,
and
Leonita.
Just change the subject completely because that's what I do. In the main street, there is a tourist information centre, and I have to say, even though you know we don't really need help, but I always like to go to the tourist information centres because they help with our research. They've got maps and brochures and things, but the people in the Noosa Tourist Information Centre were the most helpful I think I've come across. They were, like the lady that was dealing with us, she was giving us restaurant recommendations and, you know, just really a great resource. So, you know, if you're heading into Noosa, just go and check them out, you know, because you might find out something that you didn't know. And sorry, Lasko's mouth open here, ready to go.
I was going to say is I think she was so enthusiastic.
Yeah, it's nice though,
about
isn't it?
the area that she lived in, and it was so
happy, really.
Yeah, and she was it was so obvious. But yeah, she was a pleasure to deal with, and
just a little hint there. All right, we need to move on to food. You know,
it's not cheap.
No, but
I've got to say
that. We're going to talk about a few places that we've been to and we'd recommend. I mean, obviously, the list is, you know, there's so many places to go that we haven't even, you know, been to, like Betty's Burgers and, well, we did have there once, and there's Grill.
With the kids,
know.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's burger joints, you know, there's just some pizza places, you know, like Cheap and Cheerful sort of places like that.
Not many, but anyway.
Yeah, but there's a few, though, like Takeaway, because... You know, sort of, places that you can get that sort of food.
Well, you do. There's a lot. A lot of the hospitality people,
yes,
are backpackers,
yeah,
internationals, and so obviously they've got to have somewhere for them to eat. But
yeah.
Look, right, probably the best. Well, not. I wouldn't say. I can't say it's the best, or I can't say it's not the best. But the most well-known restaurant is Ricky's on the River, which is actually not in Noosa Heads, but it's on the river.
Yep.
And it's actually got a stop from the Noosa Ferry, from the Noosa Marina. One of its stops is actually Ricky's on the River.
Yeah.
I've been there, but it was a long time ago. And, it's just magnificent.
Still, the reviews are great. Yeah.
And then you've got a bunch of, as Leanne pointed out earlier, there's a bunch of beachfront restaurants, and some of the best restaurants in Noosa Heads. You know, you've got Sales, you've got Bistro C, which we've been to. We actually went for lunch at Seasons Beachfront. We had a beautiful Pinot Gris, and it was called Even Keel.
And we had some nice share plates there, which
We did. And that Even Keel is a Pinot Gris from Mornington Peninsula. Yeah.
But that Seasons, it's, you know, like it's like you're outdoors, but, you know, there was a bit of a rain shower, and they've got the blinds that popped down straight away, and the staff there were fabulous.
Yeah, well, there was I remember the French guy. His name was Alain.
Yeah.
And there was another Italian girl, yeah. And we were telling her that we were
thinking about going to Italy,
and she was teaching us Italian.
Grazie.
Yeah, grazie, and arrivederci, yeah. And
so that's season, all that sort so of stuff. If you're looking for like a nice place to have lunch or dinner right on the beach, like actual, you know, look out the window, there's the beach, that's seasons. And Bistro Sea's the same, you know, like that's down,
yep,
a little bit
absolutely,
further.
Yep.
So they're two really great restaurants.
Then we went to dinner at Rococo's.
Yeah, now that's in Hastings Street.
Correct.
And that's been there a long time. That's an Italian restaurant.
Well, Italian and European, you know.
Sure.
It's but we had an actual Pinot Grigio there, and it was called Rocca Ventosa.
That's you.
Me being a tosser. But, that's the name of it. It was $13 a glass. But and it was really, really good.
But Rococo's, you know, where we were sitting, they've got the chairs sort of facing out, you know. Like which is pretty cool. Under your own sort of private umbrella, you know, on sort of like a grassy, you know, little area. And, you know, you're just sitting out watching everyone go by. And as you're sitting there, you know, it's getting darker. And then all the fairy lights come on, which is really nice in the main street. But I'd certainly, and I had a lovely pork dish.
I had milk. Fed veal, and it was both our meals. Well, actually, we shared a little bit, and both the meals were fabulous. And then we shared a panna cotta.
Well, shares an exaggeration. I had one spoonful, but anyway, so that's
And I was dirty on having the one spoonful, but that's all right. But that was really good.
Rococo's, and then another one in the main street is Aromas. Which is really nice. What are you smiling at?
Because I said to you, that's the best ever people watching restaurant I've ever been to. And what did you say to me?
That's a big call. Like, you know, is that better than Paris or any other places that we've sat and watched?
And I did. I had to take a second.
It's probably one of the best in Australia. Let's go that far, because what they've done too is that
I'd have to say the best.
Okay, that they too have all their chairs, not all of them, but a lot of them sort of sitting along the front, looking out at the main street. And we had a lovely coffee and fruit salad there, but Clinton, he seated us.
He was a nice guy. He's probably only a little bit younger than mine, but he had the best shirt on.
I don't agree, but anyway.
I like that. But anyway, we had beautiful coffee there, and they had fabulous fruit salad.
Now, another place that we often get stuff, and this is not be cheap and cheerful, but you don't have to spend a lot of money, is the Boardwalk Bistro, which is, you just come in off the main beach, and it's sort of in a arcade area. Now, they have a sit-down restaurant where you're right on the beach, or we often get a egg and bacon burger or a coffee there.
Yeah.
And we got a takeaway fruit salad as well, but then we also bought some nice fresh bagels for lunch one day, and they were divine, like a smoked salmon one.
Look, that we sort of discovered that when the kids were up,
you
remember.
We've been there with a good family, you know, like you can't always go out for meals, and we bought takeaway and stuff. So that's a great little spot, the Boardwalk Bistro. And the last place we're going to talk about now is the place to eat is, you know, the Noosa Surf Club. Now, we've been there lots of times, and they have, you know, the pretty standard sort of club food, you know, from your pick and charmajana.
What did you say? The what is it?
Your pick and charmajana. Your chicken parmigiana.
That's better.
And your steak, and, you know, those sorts of meals, and they have a special of the day. One of my favourites is the tropical salad, I think it's called, or the sunshine salad.
Sunshine salad.
Which is prawns and avocado and mango, and it's just divine. And all across the front of the surf club is tables, but is like floor to ceiling windows, and they open the top half up, and so you're basically sitting there watching the surf lifesavers, you know, come in from their you know, practicing, and they're doing all the stuff with their surf skis, and the beach is right there, and it's a hive of activities and a hive of activity there.
Well,
and
can I say that I agree with what Leanne said about the sunshine salad, and it is beautiful, and it's got mango, it's got everything, it's fabulous. But what Leanne hasn't mentioned is that the main reason goes to the Noosa Head Surf Club is, you're not going to believe it, they actually have very reasonably priced at $12.
Wine.
I think it was $12.50 per glass. Shaw and Smith.
Yeah.
And they've always got plenty of it. And at $12.50 a glass, that is unbelievable value.
So here you are sitting up high.
Basically on the beach.
On the beach.
Yeah.
Right there with beautiful prawns, avocado, mango, and a glass with the best view in the world, with the best, you know, husband in the world.
Oh,
and,
right and, answer.
And
right
a,
answer.
And a glass of Shaw and Smith. Yeah. It doesn't get much better than that, does it?
Well, I just want to add, I think that what Leanne sort of mentioned before about the all the lifesavers and that coming off the beach, and some of these people are obviously professional athletes, and, you know, they rinse the boards and they rinse the whatever, and then they have showers, and you're talking about, I mean, professional athletes, and they look absolutely amazing.
But boys and girls.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, sure.
And the little nippers come in.
Yeah, and the nippers come in, and they're playing and making noise and all the rest of it. But look, we generally go down around the 5 o'clock mark to have dinner, say around six, and it's the perfect timing because, you know, they've come back from doing their training. Mm. And, yeah, look, it's
a great spot. And also it's perfect timing because we beat the crowd, and we always get a table at the front.
Yep.
And within about 10 minutes, everyone's sort of trying to find the tables up the front.
Yeah, they don't, just a bit of a tip, they don't take bookings.
They don't, but it's worth going.
So go that little bit earlier to get a better
table.
But yeah, look, fabulous.
Like everything else in Noosa, we're talking about accommodation now. There's the extremes in accommodation styles and prices. Now, we've stayed in a couple of different places in Noosa, and we like to be right there in the action. Where we've stayed is the Peppers Resort.
Yeah, Peppers Noosa Resort.
Yeah, and that's probably a little bit more upmarket, but, you know, if you go off season, it's much more reasonable. But it's a great spot because you're right up in the, you know, just you're probably like 200-300 meters up the hill from Main Beach. And the buildings are nestled in the trees and you can hardly even see them. And they've got some beautiful pool areas and they've got a lovely big restaurant there as well where you can have breakfast or, you know, obviously meals. So it's very professional. And some of the bigger rooms there are just, you know, absolutely amazing, you know, aren't they?
So
that's a great spot. And then this time we were researching, we stayed at the Sea Haven
Noosa, Sea Haven Noosa. It's like a beachfront accommodation.
Yeah, every time I've been to Noosa, you walk on the beach and you see these apartments with the views looking over the beach and the pools on the beach. And I've always thought, I really want to stay there. Oh my gosh, I'd love to stay there. And we did get to stay there this time. However, when I checked in, I said to the lady, oh man, she must have thought I was a dill. I said, "Now, have you got a pool?" She said, "Actually, we have three." I'm like, great. And then I said, and she's like, "Oh, you do realize you only have a studio room?" And I'm like, yep. I booked it because it was the cheapest one I could find, and we were just there to do a couple of, you know, outdoor activities, so I wasn't too worried about the room. But but having said that, the pool area was to die for. I can see why people pay the big bucks for the non-studio rooms that face the beach. And Sea Haven is right there in the main street of Hastings. It's just the best, you know. Like, I'd go back there, or Peppers. They're both great.
Yeah, I sort of, you know, I sort of said to Leanne that I think that Peppers has got a bit of competition after now we've stayed at the Sea Haven place. The studio apartment, I can see why the lady, I suppose in some respects, warned us that the studio apartment, because you've got no views, it's small and all that sort of thing. But, you know, we don't mind that because we're only there for a couple of days. We're only going to sleep in the room. If we went back, I'd probably go for one on the beachfront.
That'd be our whole year's budget.
Yeah, probably. But it's magnificent because you sit by the pool and just as you walk out the gate, you then cross the boardwalk
onto the beach,
and
I'd probably do some research into off-season sort of costs, because there was some group of families and there's four apartments together, and they all had the grass area outside, and you know they look like they were having an absolute ball. But there are other places
You've got Siebel, you've got Sovatel, you've got all the really well-known brand hotels. But there are hostels, backpacker hostels.
There's a brand new one called Bounce.
Yeah, Bounce. I had a look at the price of that. I thought as a hostel, I thought it was a bit, it seemed a bit expensive, but it was brand new. But the hostels there are obviously for the backpackers.
And there's a lot of them around. So
yeah. I mean, well, that's one of the things about the main street. The amount of international accents you hear is fabulous. But then you've got from there, you can go down to Noosaville, which has got the houseboats.
Yep.
And you've also got at the Everglades, you've got the camping and glamping. But that's like 25 minutes from Noosa.
But there are sort of family caravan park areas as well, like, you know, in Noosa, and they've got some older resorts, like the not older as in they're not good, but they're a bit cheaper and they're just off the main street. So if you're prepared to be a couple of kilometres, you know, back away from the main area of Noosa Heads, the accommodation is much cheaper.
Well, that leads us into Noosaville.
Yeah, let's talk about that. And the accommodation, just do your research. You know, there is something for everybody, and you know, there are buses as well in Noosa. As Lyle was saying before, not necessarily the free shuttle buses all year, but you know, that's quite a big infrastructure for buses from Tawantin and from Sunshine Beach and from Noosa Junction as well. Like the buses that run, that we saw people using them all the time when we were at the bus depot, station thing there. So you know, that there is that option as well, so you can stay a bit further away, park your car and get buses if when you want to go into Noosa Main Street. So yeah, so as Lyle said, from Noosa Heads, where the beach area, you head over a little bridge and then you're sort of there on the Noosa River, and that area is called Noosaville. I really like that area. There's a beautiful wide pathway all along the river. There's, you know, there's shady parks, there's, you know, kids' playgrounds, there's, you know, grass areas to play, you know, outdoor games on. There's beautiful restaurants, you know, on one side as well. And then there's all the water activities. You know, you see people on jet skis, on paddle boards, on, you know, like just normal boats, on ferries, you know. There's
So you can basically, there's the Boathouse, which is basically a restaurant and cafe, and they're the main activities
in your higher place. On the water,
so you've got you've got whale watching. They do whale watching from July to October. You've got Noosa Thriller, which is the jet ski boat. You've got the dolphin tours. You've got offshore fishing charters, jet ski hire, boat hire. So you know, you can look.
And as I said before, you can hire houseboats. It's quite popular up in Noosa, and because there's such a big waterway, safe sort of flat, you know, waterway area, it's a really popular thing to do, those houseboats.
Yeah, I mean, and there's a bunch of, you know, all along that Noosa River is just restaurant after restaurant after restaurant after restaurant, and also obviously accommodation places. Mm-hmm. It is much more affordable than Noosa Heads, and it's not that far out. And as we just discussed then, all the activities are based out of there because there's nothing like that based out of Noosa Heads.
No, that's right.
Yes. Right, okay. So all the activities are based out of the Noosa River. I've got a mate that comes up that I used to work with for years and years and years. He comes up for a couple of months and stays in Noosaville every year. Loves it. And
then we've got another friend who every year takes a houseboat out, him and his sons, and they just
Bevan.
They just go fishing every, you know, one week for a year, and they, you know, switch off from life. They have a few arguments with their wives about how much, you know, they need to, you know,
take away
liquid refreshments they need.
Okay.
But also there's the Noosa Marina.
Noosa Marina, and that's
which is sort of at one end of, you know, one part of the river up a little bit further, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's where the Noosa Ferry and the Noosa Sound Canal Cruises are based.
Yeah, so Noosa Sound is, yeah, like they go out around all the canal development.
Yeah, which is, you know, all the rich and famous where they live.
Yeah.
And, they operate 7 days a week. They do daytime and sunset cruises. And in their information, I was surprised they actually welcome BYO booze and also food.
Yeah.
The Noosa Ferries I used to deal with them when we had the Montfall accommodation place. Yes. Great people. Paul, shout out to you. He looked after me for years. And they operate 7 days a week as well. And they have seven stops along the Noosa River.
So you can do that as like a form of transport. But we used to do it as... like just a nice cruise on the Noosa River, right?
Yeah. And we've done that, and it is fabulous. Yeah. And
you can be inside or up on the top for better views. So and there's some restaurants and things around that Noosa Marina area as well.
Yeah, and basically Leslie Ann says it's from the Noosa Marina and finishes at the Hastings Street, actually outside the Sovotel. And it takes about 40 minutes for, one way and 90 minutes if you park your car back at the Noosa Marina. But, look, beautiful place. And there's, like, as Leanne's saying, as far as accommodation there is concerned, we stayed at the Sun Motel.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, a bit cheaper, cheerful. But
And straight directly across the road from the Sun Motel is the Noosa Yacht Club, had lunch there a couple of times. So, fabulous, highly recommended.
So we were in Noosa recently just doing some research, and one of the things we wanted to do research about was the Noosa Everglades in the Noosa habitat, and because it's something that, you hear about. And, a lot of people you talk to have never been there. Now, the Noosa Habitat or Noosa Everglades is about 25 minutes from Noosa Heads. And it's an Everglades system and a big lake area. And just before Lyle tells you all the information that he knows, I know that there's two Everglades systems in the world. And
There's only two, yeah.
But this is the only Everglades system where it's safe to swim. Did you know that?
Oh, that's right, because the other place is in Florida, which has got all the alligators.
That's right. So let's tell people a little bit about the Noosa Everglades and Noosa Habitat. Noosa is what it's called.
Okay, so the Everglades Eco Tour, which is really the main reason we went up this time, because I've always wanted to do it, and I'd heard a lot about it. So you cruise, I'll just read this, cruise deep into the tranquil and mirrored waterways of Australia's only Everglades. This spectacular network of pristine waterways and wetlands provides ample photo opportunities. So that's right up Leanne's.
I was just going to say, and I literally got some beautiful photos, and we'll tell you why the water is so good for taking photos in a minute, the reflections and things. And it's on our website, beachtravelwine.com.
Yeah, look, the landscape has remained untouched for thousands of years. So there's absolutely zero development.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
It's part of the national park too.
Yeah. It reminded me a little bit. Remember that we did that tour in Tasmania?
In the Gordon River.
The Gordon River. Yeah. And, because there's nothing there.
There was some bushfires that went through. They told us about that. And, but it seems to – the bush is regenerating really nicely as well. So what you do is you can get a shuttle bus.
Yep.
Or you can drive yourself up to the main area of Noosa Habitat, which used to be a farmhouse, and it's now
A cattle farm.
Right. So but where the actual the amenities and things are, that's where the farmhouse was.
Correct.
So it's now sort of the tourist office, and there's a restaurant area and stuff. And so you hop on, you walk down to Lake Karratha, is it? No, it's not called Karratha. What's the name of it?
Katharabar
or something. Yeah. I've got it wrong.
Katharabar, yeah.
And it's a great big lake. And from there you hop on like a flat bottom sort of boat, and they take you sort of across the lake into where the Everglades start. Yes. Mm, and then you do this beautiful, serene, slow glide all the way up through the Everglades, and you sort of, there's the water lilies, and there wasn't a lot of bird life when we were there, because it's there's been some floods in central Australia, so all the bird life head out there to do their thing.
That's what Trevor told us.
He did, yeah.
And it made sense.
Yeah, well, I've heard that before. That's where all the pelicans go as well. And then you come across the water, which is black in colour and almost silky to look at. And you, if you didn't know, you'd think it was oil, I think.
Well, it sort of is. It's the tannin from the tea trees.
Tea trees, right? But it's not. But if you put your hand down in the water, you can still see. It's not dirty, right? So it's not. It's just the colour. And what that does is it makes for this amazing reflections, you know. So you've got this pitch black water with the shape of the trees and the greenery and the water lilies and things. It's just
And the light, you know, obviously the sun reflection off the water, and it's pretty impressive.
And we did the Serenity Cruise, which is in the afternoon.
We did,
and they offer free drink, so you can either have a nice bubbles.
Yes.
Or they
Prosecco.
Yeah, and they have like some juice and water. Who does that? And then they had some craft beer, because they make the craft beer on site, which I guess you're going to talk about in a minute. And,
yeah.
And so Trevor was the guide, the boat driver. He was really helpful and chatty, and you know, answered any questions. And he's been sort of in the Noosa area and sort of driving boats and things for years and years and years.
Well, I think he originally owned it and sold it on.
Yeah.
And now he just works as the captain of the barge. Yeah. And like, he was very informative, quite a funny bloke. But
if you want to do a little bit more than just the Serenity Cruise, they do another cruise in the morning, right?
Yeah, from 9 till 3 in the morning.
Now, that one offers the chance for you to canoe, so you can go across the lake. And they dump half of you there at Fig Tree Point, I think it is. And,
Fig Tree Point, correct.
And with these great big, safe, wide canoes, and then you can canoe 5 kilometres up the...
To Harry's Hut.
To Harry's Hut. And then they used to be that you'd canoe up and then canoe back. They realised that people didn't want to do that. So one lot canoes up and they hop in the boat, and then another lot canoe back, right?
Yeah.
And having done the Serenity Cruise, I'd actually be happy to have a crack at the canoe one, because it actually doesn't look like it's so flat. There's no current. There's nothing in the water that's unsafe. You know, there's no other boats around. I mean, the other boats can go up there. I think we saw one other boat in the whole 3 hours we were out.
Yeah.
I just think that would be a really great way to see the Everglades, you know, just be part of nature on that canoe. So I'd certainly have a go at that, or recommend you do that. So now, anything else about the Everglade tour? There's some accommodation there, isn't there?
Yeah, they've got the camping area, and they've also got the glamping area.
Yeah.
And it's all obviously on lakefront frontage.
So some of the glamping ones have 4 people and a shared sort of bathroom area.
Yep. And others,
they sleep 6 and they have their own ensuite, I think, how it works. And then there's just camping spots, you know. So we met people on the cruise who were staying there. That you can set up your own camp, you can set caravans, and they're quite big sites and quite reasonable from what they were saying too.
Yeah, yeah. And they were very enthusiastic about the happy hour.
Yeah, yeah, there was happy hour. So, you know, it is a great area to camp, because if you're into that sort of thing, because there's lots of flat, green, open spaces. You're right on that great big lake, which is perfect for swimming and fishing. And then, you know, if you've got your own paddleboards and stuff, you can do all of that as well. There is like a restaurant there that you can have.
Yes, and that's called the Kuthara, The Kuthara Bar and Bistro.
Yeah. And they make beer.
They do. And maybe I'm an ex-publican, so I am very interested in the craft beers. And we had a pale ale.
Yes.
We shared a schooner because we had to get on the bus in a hurry. And that was $9. And I got to tell you, the pale ale was...
It was yummy.
I reckon it's like 9.5 out of 10. Yeah. It was that good. Now, the thing is, with 11 different artesian beers brewed on site, it is the perfect opportunity to learn about the process of how water is sourced from the Kalula Sandmass Sub-Artesian Basin, which filters through the sands and the gravel for 75 years before being utilized in the brewing process, resulting in a beer with no preservatives, additives or flavors. Now, I am very aware that one of the big differences in beer internationally and also in Australia is the water.
Yeah.
For instance, you get very, very, very good beers in Tasmania because the water is so clear. And reading this, this is basically what makes their beer better than most or commercially brewed beer.
Right,
and as I said, $9 a schooner, go wrong.
But you can't buy that beer anywhere else at the moment.
They've only got on-premise license.
Yeah. So part of this area is, you know, the bar where they make the beer. They have a restaurant, as I said, which you've got a lot of tables inside in aircon. And then they've got this massive big outdoor...
Yeah, al fresco.
...area, okay, which is... really nice as well, which you've got views all the way down to the lake as well. Now, they also do pizza nights, which apparently are pretty cool, you know, because when people are camping, they're happy. I know, they do the wood-fired pizza.
You always make friends with people, don't you?
Yes, I do. And, you know, like, why wouldn't you? Anyway, so the Everglades Experience or Habitat Noosa, you know, has something for everybody, and it's a really nice day out if you're staying in Noosa and you just want a nice, you know, learn something, see something different that you won't see anywhere else in the world except, you know.
And for our international visitors, if they ever do this, they will see a bunch of kangaroos.
That's correct. As we mentioned earlier, though, Lyle, Noosa is home to one of Australia's big sporting events, and that's the Noosa Triathlon. Right?
Yes, it is.
Now, whether you're into triathlons or not, the Noosa Tri really is an event like no other, and it really ticks some pretty big boxes, and it's actually so popular that it's already booked for the November event this year. Like, who would think a triathlon got booked out? Crazy, right? Now,
I did know that.
Dear, you would, because Lyle has participated in some Noosa Tries, but we're not going to tell you about that here. What we've done is we've recorded a bonus clip about this famous event and tell you all about it, and also Lyle's efforts. And you hear just, do you want to hear that? You go to the link in the show notes on our website for this episode at beachtravelwine.com. And you'll find the bonus audio there. And let me tell you, there's some funny stories. And the Noosa Tri website actually has like results history. And I found that. So there's a whole lot of stuff to, you know, if you want to hear that bonus episode.
Can I protest? Because really what this bonus clip, as you called it, is Lan's opportunity to take the piss right out of me.
There's some really interesting information about this try that you don't even know. So go and check out the link on show notes that go with this episode.
Yeah, muchas gracias.
To finish off this episode all about Noosa, I did say earlier on as well, like, we would tell you the reason why it's one of our favourite places, and I said you wouldn't guess. And so we couldn't talk about Noosa Lyle and not say why we love it. Now, Noosa has, as we said, you know, the beautiful beaches, the glamorous main street, the lovely restaurants, the national park walk that you, like, you've never seen, you know, cruising through the Everglades, all that stuff, right? But that's not why the thing that we love about it, is it?
Well, we do love that, but there there is
that's not the
special,
main reason.
There's
we love
a special
it.
Reason, yeah.
And the special reason is they have Sean Smith at the Surf Club. No, the special reason.
What do you mean? I thought that's what it was. No. It's that we got married in Noosa Heads.
We did get married in Noosa Heads. Yeah, we got married at the Peppers
Resort,
and we had one of the most amazing rooms there. That's why I didn't tell you too much about that earlier. It had three levels, and the top level was the main bedroom, which was the whole floor and the big balcony with the view. And we had just our closest, we had family and a couple of friends, but, you know, and there was 20 of us, I think, and what was really special is your mum was there, which was lovely.
Yep.
And when you have one of these beautiful villas, beachside villas, or beach villas, not beachside villas, you get access to a private pool area called Brooks Pool, and we had our wedding there, you know, surrounded by, you know, the people we love the most.
Yep.
And with the backdrop of Noosa Beach. And
Laguna Bay.
I know. And that was, you know, that was a special, special day. And to see how special it was, Lyle, what date was it?
The 26th of August.
Oh, there we go.
2016. And you're really trying to get me. And I noticed you didn't mention how you got your heel caught.
I was just going to say, that's right. So you know, like, because we've both been married before, we decided we didn't need the whole, walk down the aisle stuff, so we decided we're going to walk in together. So everyone's seated. You know, we've got to go up some stairs to get to the
pool area.
Pool area. Yeah. And I've got these special shoes that I've bought in Spain. They're just like sexy ass. And
in Malaga.
Yes, you bought them? Yeah, the Goaty shop. And so, I start to walk along the floor, the boards, and my heel goes straight down into them. And
it was hilarious.
It was hilarious. But, yeah. Anyway, it was a fabulous day, and we go back to Peppers because we love it there, yeah. And for that reason, and we've got family that go back every year as well now, and it's a very special place in our hearts, and Noosa is a popular wedding destination for obvious reasons. So anyway, we hope you've enjoyed our episode all about Noosa, and remember, you want to fly into Noosa, you got Bonza, as I said earlier as well, like new airline flying to the Sunshine Coast, no excuses now. You too can be at the most northern suburb of Melbourne, enjoying the Paris end of the Sunshine Coast. So until next time, it's goodbye from him.
And goodbye from her.